Hawaii Mobile.
4 HKX Mobile.
XKI4 DTY, what you doing, Patrick?
Heading home now. What about you, Daniel?
My computer crunched through some videos, so I'm actually headed over to Lowe's to pick up some stuff real quick.
The home project you're working on?
I had some blinds in my office that just wore out from me using them, I guess. And so they crumbled down probably a month ago, and so I've been using cover up the windows so they can't see my computer. So I think it's time for me to go get an actual some window shades.
That's a pegboard, I guess.
KO4HKX, did I lose you there?
I guess so. I responded, but I don't know if you heard me or not. I say that at least you got the pegboard up.
But I got the pegboard up, but I look like white trash, so it's time to fix this. My wife came in, she's like, you need to get that fixed. I said, okay.
What up on all that editing you got going on?
So that's what it's, my computer is rendering out right now, the wedding I've been working on. So I got one more wedding. I was hoping to start on it yesterday, but that just was not done with this wedding. So I finished it just a few minutes ago, and it's outputting now. So I feel good about it. Hopefully the client likes it. But I got one more wedding to do that's I got to get done before I leave for another job next week.
Next week?
Yes, and we have a corporate client down there. We got to go film their conference. It's for a construction company or a construction engine type thing. So we'll do that. We'll be down in Charleston. So that should be fun.
For you and your buddy that does it.
Brother. My brother is the one who usually works with me. Now, I'll help other people out, but usually when I do my jobs, it's my brother that goes along with me.
Driving the truck, is it?
I'll tell you about that. Hey, hang on one second. KI4DTY, KO4HKX, sorry about that. I haven't eaten yet today, so I stopped to get a quick burger. So I'm waiting for that, but yeah, so my brother, well, are you still there, Patrick?
I'm still here, KO4HKX.
Ives, I told you he went and bought a semi, he bought a Peterbilt, and he had to go through all that rigmarole, but basically he got the truck, and he went to take his license, but he didn't know he had to schedule the actual appointment with the DMV, so they were a month out, so he took it on December whatever 30th, and whatever that Saturday was, 31st, and he did not pass, so he was mortified. He failed. Well, I guess with the test, you would know this. Pretty much anything you miss, it's an instant fail. So he was running the test, and they were doing the air brake system, and the lady, you know, was like, okay, run through your thing. So he ran through everything. Well, at the very end of that, you know, the air brake stuff, he did not pump the air system back up because he thought she wanted to check something, and so he failed.
It'll take much to fail that test.
So he did everything that he studied for everything. He didn't go and do the actual where you can go and study with someone. He just studied everything himself. So he thought he was doing right by letting her check what he had done first, and she wanted him to air up the system. And he was like, oh, I thought you wanted to check everything first. And she was like, nope, you failed. So he was pretty bummed out. So he's actually got his next test. They gave him 2 weeks. So he's got his next test on, I guess, this coming Friday. So he's pretty nervous about it. He's been studying like crazy because his first truck payment, truck and trailer payment, was this past Friday. So he hasn't been working, so he was pretty bummed out about that.
Because I know that's a hefty payment. I know mine is.
Hefty is an understatement, but yeah, so his truck and trailer payment and insurance was all due, and it was a big shock. I mean, well, he knew it was coming, but he just was expecting that he would have at least been working for 2 weeks before that payment came up, so he was pretty bummed out, but he's hoping with everything in him he passes it next Friday, because apparently if he misses it again, he has to wait 2 months.
That ain't good. So what did he do to miss that? Because to air the system back up, all you got to do is fire the truck up, and the compressor has to run to build the air up.
He thought he misunderstood her and thought that he thought she did not want him to, you know, crank up the truck and refill. I don't know where the misunderstanding came up, but basically he thought she wanted him to wait to do that, and she did not. She wanted him to run through everything, and so there was just a misunderstanding, so he obviously instantly failed. So he knew he was supposed to do it, he just didn't know that's what she wanted from him at that time.
I just trying to get my mind around how she could fail him for that. I mean, as long as he didn't hit the yellow button trying to disengage the brakes, which even if he did, they won't disengage because air pressure is what disengages them.
Enough about that stuff to be dangerous. I don't know enough, but yeah, I definitely know that you have to crank it back up and, you know, refill the tanks. I was completely shocked. He was shocked by it. She just looked at him. She goes, "You failed." He goes, "Wait, what?" So apparently they wear body cams now for the test, so that nothing can be questioned. Nothing you say or nothing they say can be questioned. Like, it's evidence. So there was no backing out of it. She held him to it, so he couldn't say otherwise. Not that he would have anyways. He just, again, you know, misunderstood. But I feel bad for him. But he started doing, it's funny because I've done it too, but he started doing Uber Eats just to kind of keep a little bit of income coming in. But, I mean, ain't even close to covering a truck payment.
I don't know what Uber Eats pays, but it can't be enough to do that.
So he called me. I had done regular Uber like years ago just to fill up some dead spots here and there. Give me some extra money for Christmas one time. And that was the worst 2 months of my life. I swear I helped somebody do a drug deal. It was the most awkward thing ever. He was like, "Yeah, you're going to take me over here." And so he goes inside, he comes back out. He goes, "All right, I'm ready to go." And I was like, "Did I just help you buy drugs?" I took him to his next location, but he wanted me to keep going. I was like, "Nope, I'm done."
I wouldn't feel comfortable about doing none of that stuff, so there's no telling what kind of trouble you could get into with all that stuff.
I mean, you already know we've talked about the things that we carry around to keep us safe. And I had this one passenger go, "So, you know, you have any, you know, what I'm talking about?" And I was like, "Well, I mean, that's really none of your business, but let's just say that any given time I can definitely defend myself." And he goes, "Whoa, buddy." And I was like, "You just asked. What do you want from me?"
I know what you mean, and my response to that is, I got my britches on, I got it with me.
At that time, I was also keeping something on me in the trunk, and also under my seat just because I had heard some nightmare stories, but I've always been prepared just in case, and I wasn't sure. So he goes, "What if I got you right now?" I was like, "Dude, you ain't got a chance if you attack me right now." So it was funny but awkward at the same time. But like I said, I did it for like, I think, 2 or 3 months, and I just hated it. So, but I was just doing it, trying to cover some extra expenses and cover Christmas, because I refused to go in debt over stuff. So, I mean, obviously we all have house payments and stuff like that, but I was doing everything I could not to be, so. But, hey, it's 3:30, 3:45, why are you going home so early?
Just a slow day today. Normally don't finish up for at least another hour, hour and a half. So, just one of those days. I'm going to take and enjoy it.
What you got planned?
Go home and probably finish working on my room and my shack and some other little projects I had going on in there, but nothing much.
Antenna up. For snow here where we're at.
It won't happen this weekend.
What weekend? South Saint, but I'd love to help if I could, depending on when you do it.
Yeah, but I don't know when I'll get to it. This weekend was just a good weekend. It worked out that way. So, I don't know. It'll happen when it happens is all I can say. I'm not going to try to force it.
Did parts built?
Talked to him since last Saturday. He come up there and he was freezing, so I don't know if he thawed out yet.
That's so funny. Did you ever meet up with them? What was it, last week when I saw you?
It was, come to find out, I believe that was his birthday, and he got busy doing something else, and he come up Saturday and got it, and looked at where we're going to put the antenna, so, but that's when he was freezing, so, like I said, I don't know if he thawed out yet.
I tell you what, today it was just one of those days where I was like, man, I'd love to just get together again and just kind of have a fun day.
I couldn't mind it myself, but maybe one day we can do it again.
Better this week.
And just working and waiting for it to snow, I guess, now.
So do you know if you're definitely getting snow or they're just calling for snow?
Well, they said 50% chance, but this far out, there's no telling. I'll be a little more concerned about it Friday.
Yeah, or just Saturday?
I believe it's Saturday. But the guy's been talking about it snowing down here on Sunday, so I don't know if it's supposed to roll over into Saturday and Sunday or what. You know how it changes so much here. Anything past 2 to 3 days out, and there ain't no telling what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah, I think they were talking about us getting it on Sunday.
It's that time of year, so it is what it is. There's nothing I can do about it.
I was talking to somebody at Bride the other day, and she was like, "Oh, yeah, well, this is for next February." And I was like, "You never know what's going to happen in February anyways. Like, we could be in a heat wave, or we could have some sort of freak snowstorms."
It just depends on which way the man upstairs wants it to go.
Well, I heard you hop on, and I've been wanting to say hi, so I'm over here at Lowe's. Let me go in, and I'll grab my stuff, and if you're still on the radio, I'll talk. This is KI4, DTY, I'll be 7-3s on your last.
4-8-6. All right, Daniel, I am just a couple miles away from the state line, so if you don't get me on this one, try me on the other repeater. And if I don't catch you, have a good evening. I'll talk to you on down the wall, KO4-8-6, and I'll be clear, 7-3.
with you on that side if I come out.